So we have a, you know, I was thinking today, you know, I usually do some sort of preview piece about the city council meeting. There's a thing that we've kind of missed, though, where we haven't talked a little bit about for the last kind of month. I talked a lot about it in February, and then the ice arena and water treatment plant came up, and that's the comprehensive plan. So now that it's going to its final approval, we want to talk about that. And there's a joke I've kind of been saying a little bit on air sometimes, I think I've said, where it's a three-hour city council meeting, and then we start discussion of the comp plan.
Exactly.
And I have a feeling tonight will be a three-hour city council meeting, and then we will start discussion of the comp plan.
Is today the full-on presentation?
Today is the final approval of it all.
Yeah, yeah. So well, I would imagine most of the comp plan people will be in attendance.
Yes. So what exactly is this, and why should you care? Well, it is the comprehensive plan. It informs everything about Northfield. It's the 20-year plan for the city, and this isn't, you know, going to get into super specifics. It's not going to say we're going to do this road in 15 years to fix, right?
Right.
And it's not going to have numbers necessarily attached. But it does start as the basis for every other plan in Northfield. So right now, the city council's working on its 3 to 5 year plan. That starts with the comprehensive plan. Our roads plan doesn't, we don't randomly just choose which roads we fix in Northfield. There's a whole always evolving plan. It starts with the comp plan. All of these other more specific, very technical or boring plans at times starts with the comp plan. And again, this isn't where the money phase happens, right? That's, we don't know what the cost of a road's going to be in 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, but we can start to anticipate that in 15 years, this development might need new roads, right?
Right.
But also I think the more important part and the reason you should really care about the comp plans is that their impact has actually shaped what Northfield is and looks like. And I think this is a really good example that Planning Commission and Steering Committee Chair Betsy Buckheit gives about how the comprehensive plan works.
If you think about projects that have happened, you need to look back to the comprehensive plan for sort of how it was, you know, framed as what what needs to get done. So trying to make it more relevant for people saying any of those city projects have their roots in the comprehensive plan. So that's one thing. And then the other thing I tell people is, you know, if they want to have a little thought experiment about comprehensive plans and start at downtown and start heading south, you know, whether you head south on Division Street or Maple Street or, you know, pick your street. And you can kind of see how we changed how we do things. You know, right near downtown, it's our 300 by 300 grid. The houses are all facing the street. Parks are kind of in the middle and all the houses face them. Sidewalks on all sides, street trees. And the farther south you go, the houses get, you know, ranch houses, garages move closer to the street, houses move back farther from the street, parks are behind buildings, you know, things get more separated. So you can see how our earlier planning efforts shaped what the community looks and feels like. Mm-hmm. And it's not a very big community still, so if you doesn't take that long to walk or drive from the middle of town all the way to the southern edge to see sort of how that has evolved. And a lot of that has been comprehensive planning.
You know, Buckheit mentions that we have done comprehensive planning in Northfield for many, many decades, and that it's really what has influenced our development, whether it's from the original historic kind of layout of Northfield to, you know, the more suburban layout that you see, right? And this is common for a lot of cities, right? The path of Northfield starting with a historic grid to where we are, you know, kind of more suburban layout is not unique to Northfield.
Right.
Go to many of the towns and that's common, but it is what shapes a lot of Northfield, right? So I think that's a great way to understand the importance of these plans.
Absolutely.
Right? It's encouraging what development we have in our city. So what actually is in this plan? Well, it starts with an introduction chapter where it's, you know, here's how to use the plan and acknowledgements and thank yous and such, right? Then there's a conclusion chapter at the end, which is about implementation. And those middle chapters, so the middle four chapters are the policy chapters. This is the meat and potatoes of the plan. Chapter two is the vision and values that every policy has to be based in. So every policy has to be based in one of the values that was created by this plan. Chapter three is future land use and transportation. So what do we use land for and how do we get to that land? Chapter four is economic development and housing. Where do people live and where do they work, right? And then chapter five is infrastructure, and in particular, city infrastructure. All those boring things we tend not to think about that government does, right? Your water, your storm sewers and your regular sewers and sewage, right?
Mm-hmm.
All those things that if they didn't work, I think we'd all be really grumpy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So all of those things, but that always need to be considered and updated. And maybe do we need to worry about flooding in the future if that's a risk with certain infrastructure, mm-hmm. and beginning to think about that in the next 20 years, right? Each chapter is formatted the same way of these policy chapters. They start with, here's what the public input that we collected over the time of this comp plan kind of said. Here's what people want to prioritize about, you know, transportation in Northfield, right?
Right.
And then it provides context. So, like, here's the past policies Northfield's implemented. Here's past policies other cities have implemented. Here's what research about the best, you know, economic development policies are for small rural towns, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of data. And it's just an interesting place to, you know, learn. So the soundbite that you heard of Buckeye earlier was from the two-hour-long special I did with her and Community Development Director Jake Riley,
right,
about the comprehensive plan in February. And that show, I think, is really helpful. If you want to go back, we republished that podcast episode on our website, so it's right on the front, so you can see it now. If you think that's something, you know, the plan's been slightly amended since that February draft, but it's still helpful to learn the context, the policies, and even I'd still say a lot of the strategies and actions still, too. But here's a really great example of, you know, some of this data and kind of context in place. And I also just think an interesting fact. This is Jake Riley, the Community Development Director.
The largest population growing in Northfield, people moving here, is those from 25 to 45. The people who are more likely than not to generate children for the excellent school district, more likely than not to work for the next 20, 40 years or more. That growth in that age group is kind of how we've positioned this plan to improve upon connectivity, access to parks, access to high value recreation opportunities, potentially implementing some of those.
So this is in chapter 4, the mm-hmm. economic development kind of chapter, and a little bit in chapter 3 too, the transportation and land use chapter. And it's how showing, like, this is the data they have of this is the population's growing in Northfield. This is what we want to base this plan in, because if it's a 20-year plan, it's important to consider things like, what's your fastest growing demographic group? Because that will matter over 20 years. It might not matter over 2 years,
right?
But it will definitely matter over 20. So that's why they're thinking of things like, well, what kind of economic development policy do we need to implement mm-hmm. over that 20 years, right? I'm not saying the only focus is on young people, but I also thought that's a particularly interesting fact that I wanted to kind of sneak into this show as well. So that's a good example of that. And from this, you get the context of all the different data and public input, and then it links to the values that they come up with. And that's where you get the strategies and actions. And that there are tons of these throughout the plan, of all these different actions they can take. And it's not meant to be the city needs to check off every single action in 20 years, but it's again, meant to say, okay, you're at the 3 to 5 year plan now.
Mm-hmm.
What strategies and actions can we implement now in this 3 to 5 year plan? Infrastructure plans coming up for renewal. What items in the comp plan should be put into the infrastructure plan now, right? Like, it's meant to provide the basis and foundation. I'm not going to go through all the different policies. We don't even go through all the policies and strategies during our 2 hour long show about it.
No.
If you want, the plan's linked on our website. It's on the city's website. You can go review it yourself or find the chapter that you find most interesting.
Right.
There are two policies I do want to talk about, though, because I think they're the ones that people will find most relevant and most helpful. And that is the growth of Northfield and future land use in Northfield. So what exactly is future land use in Northfield? Well, it's the beginning of zoning, right? Zoning mm-hmm. says, here's what you can use a certain parcel of land for. Future land use is saying that if we want to rezone land in the future, here's where we start, or here's like very broad categories that we could consider it. Zoning is very specific, very niche categories, whereas future land use is more broad. Here's Riley again explaining what future land use is like.
So land use is literally how parcel of land is used. So if it's used for a business, that gets divided up into sort of businesses that are very intense, industrial uses, for example. They might have more trucks and fewer individual people in their
environment. The difference of, like, post.
Yep. versus a college, right? It's more of a residential setting, and or a use like a retail shop like we have downtown. And what that looks like gets covered in what is called in Northfield the Land Development Code. Mm-hmm. But I think when we're looking at land use, we're looking at where are the places where we want to ensure that people and big vehicles can stay somewhat separated for safety's sake, mm-hmm. Without creating a situation where people then have to drive more.
So the future land use map separates Northfield into eight categories. Agriculture, so like farms, mm-hmm. which is important because there's different green spaces, if you will, zonings. College, the colleges, so St. Olaf and Carleton. Industrial, like Post, Cardinal Glass, Sheldahl. Mixed-use commercial, so everything from Hogan Brothers to Target. Mixed-use residential, which is everything from Fifth Street Lofts to your single-family home to your multifamily home to your townhouse. Mm-hmm. Parks and open space, so these are actually like city parks. And then the green belt, which is preserved kind of green space around Northfield, like the Arb, the Natural Lands, etc. So, St. Olaf Natural Lands, I should clarify. So, what does this mean? It means that we're not going to change neighborhoods like around Central Park or on Jefferson to suddenly have a factory there, but it does help encourage infill opportunities. So, saying, hey, businesses, do you want to build houses? Here's the area we think that would be best for you in Northfield. Or, you know, businesses, do you want to build a factory? Here's the area we think would be best for you to build a factory in Northfield, right? The northwest area of Northfield, we talk about this all the time, mm-hmm. near the hospital, is now the area that they want to encourage more industrial kind of factories to go right. in Northfield, right? In Northfield, this also looks at where do we want to grow in the next 20 years beyond our physical borders. Mm-hmm. And this primarily includes the south and southwest area of town. So along Jefferson Parkway and Maple Drive, right? If you kind of make a go in either of those streets and just kept driving, yep. Extending those neighborhoods in either of those directions is really the area the city's looking at building more houses or more residential growth, right? And what's important about establishing this growth map is that it also says, here's our priority growth. This is where we want to grow in the next, you know, 20 years. And it also means we should start working with Bridgewater Township and Northfield mm-hmm. Township to create agreements to be able to annex those lands in, right? And there's right. annexation agreements that'll help. They have just actually started, because of the comp plan, getting approved so they can begin orderly annexation agreement
okay.
that can move land from Northfield Township more simply into Northfield.
Okay.
And the important part about that is because we Northfield's publicly stated this is what we want this land to be used as, residential use right. in this area in this case, Northfield Township now has also kind of agreed to not turn around and say, hey, build a factory here,
yeah.
so that Northfield couldn't now grow there, right? right. So it helps make it a more streamlined process in the next 20 years to go that way. And then, of course, up by the hospital again, industrial growth and some housing growth as well, because there's all those housing neighborhoods kind of next to the hospital as well mm-hmm. on the other side of North Avenue.
Yes,
one that runs up to Cedar.
Yes.
So that's a lot. It's a big plan.
Yeah.
But I think that's what is most relevant to people is what is the where do we want to encourage growth in Northfield and where do we want to encourage growth outside of Northfield's boundaries?
Yeah. You know, and it's encouraging to see that the city is really taking a vested interest in the future and making sure that they're thinking about all these things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just, oh, we'll just kind of deal with it as it comes.
There's always a plan in Northfield. Sometimes one might say too many plans.
There's a three-piece saying: plan your work, mm-hmm. work your plan. Don't fall in love with your plan. Mm-hmm. Northfield's yeah. great with the first two.
The full plan will be linked to the on our website if you want to go review it more. And I will also be talking with the new Planning Commission Chair and Community Development Director Jake Riley again, kind of as a follow-up to some of the last changes made about the comp plan since our big show in February.
Is Betsy stepping away from the Planning
yes,
Commission?
Yes, she's just a regular Planning Commission member now.
Okay. All right. Who's the new chair?
I do not know. Yeah. I just know that there's been a new one elected.
Okay. So. All right. Logan, that was fantastic. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right.